Good morning. For a little while this morning, I'd like to talk to you about influence. Influence is defined as the ability to affect. Influence is a very powerful thing. It's very important to God also that we have influence and we use influence. But unfortunately, because of the power of influence, no one's going to go alone to heaven or hell. Many people are going to be influenced by someone or something in their lives, for good or for evil. It might start out as something very small and grow and grow and grow and affect many in a big way over time. I'd like to look at a couple examples of different beliefs. First example is, if you think about the Catholic Church, it started out very small, and it grew and grew and grew, and look how big it is today. And it's all over the world. Which is a very sad thing in the fact that the Word of God has been changed. There's been an evil influence that's happened in our world today. Look how it's been changed. Look how the words have been changed for that belief. And how many people have been deceived by the ideas of man. Next, let's look at the Muslim religion. It started out by one man. Look how small it started. And now it's the fastest growing religion today. And just look at how evil it's become over time. People blowing themselves up to kill others in the name of religion because they don't believe the way they do. And using religion as the excuse for what they do. All because they're told they will make it to heaven if they kill as many as they can. I don't know how influence gets more evil than that. If there is, I'd like to hear it. But that's a pretty evil way of being influenced. And look at the damage that we have today. Look at all the different beliefs that have come about today. Why? Because of the power of influence. Different people have come up with different ideas that are contrary to God's law and His Word and His plan for us. They change God's Word to suit their ideas. And they influence and convince others to believe it. And that's why we have so many beliefs today. All because of the power of influence. You know, we hear around in our world today the statement, attend the church of your choice. Or go wherever it feels right for you. And many people are influenced by that to do what's easy, to do what God thinks, what they think instead of what God thinks. To do what they want, to find an easier way for them than what God's rules tell us to do in the Bible. They don't even really need to study, they just do what they want. And some even stay home and listen to the Word preached on the radio. Why? Because they're told or influenced to do that. And that's enough for them in their own mind. People like the easy way today. They're told or influenced by other beliefs that all they need to do to be saved, and Brother Mark talked about some of this also in our class this morning, all they have to do is ask for Jesus to come into their heart and they'll be saved. And that's how they get the Holy Spirit, just by asking it to come into their heart. That's what they're told. They're also told that baptism isn't important. It's just a work. It doesn't save you. Even though if they'd read 1 Peter 3:21 as well as all the verses that were talked about this morning. 1 Peter 3:21 says, "The like figure whereunto baptism doth also now save us." But because people are deceived or influenced by man's ideas, and they don't study as it tells us to do in 2 Timothy 2:15, they don't study to rightly divide the Word of God. Unfortunately, they're going to be misled. They're going to be influenced in an evil way. And unfortunately, they're headed for destruction unless they change their way. So influence is very powerful, and it can be very powerful in such a bad way. This is one of the greatest tools that the devil has today, is the power of influence in an evil way. Deceiving many. He has so many ways of deceiving all of us if we let him. He uses the power of influence to get what he wants. As it says in 1 Peter 5 and 8, he says, a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he can devour. He wants all of us to follow him. And right now, as we can see, he has a very strong hold on our world, on our government, our country, and our world. Influence is all around us. It's almost in everything that we see. Right now, we get a lot of calls from political calls, either want us to take a survey or to try to influence us to vote for a certain candidate and tell us why we should. And I think we get about 5 to 7 calls a day for these things. We still have a landline, so we get 5 to 7 calls a day. And it can be pretty frustrating. But, you know, I know they're trying to do what they think is right, a good thing, and I'm not really downplaying them. It's just there's a big thing going on right now because of the Iowa caucuses. But we're trying, again, the power of influence fits into that because we're influenced to try to vote a certain way or to do something a certain way. Now, Brother Mark in his talk last time he talked about how things bothered him in the news media. I feel the same way about that. They get him frustrated, they get him down, kind of get him fired up about certain things, make him unhappy. I'm sorry to touch on this, Mark, too much, but I feel the same way. So it can really get you down, and this is the way that the devil can have an influence on us, in that in any way he can, he's going to try to get things to bother us and to get us down. So we have to be very careful. As Brother Mark, he said he took actions to get away from that. I myself try to get away from it as much as possible also. Because it has a negative influence on me and changes my thinking to negative things. So we have to be really cautious of the influence that the news media and negative effects that they can bring on us. Because, unfortunately, that's what the devil wants. He wants to control us. He wants to keep us angry. He wants to keep us in an unhappy state of mind as much as possible. He wants to control us. In 1 Corinthians 5, 6, and 7, it says, know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? A little leaven could be considered here a bad influence or good influence. But a little of a bad influence can affect so many people, as we've talked about before. It can affect the whole lump. It can affect your whole life. It tells you in verse 7 to purge out therefore the old or the bad leaven, in this case, that ye may be a new lump or a new person, as ye are unleavened or pure to God. So it's telling us here to not be influenced by the bad influences, to get rid of those, become a new person, and to be pure for God. You know, we've talked a little bit about some of the ways that people can be influenced by bad or evil, and we could just go on and on and on. I'd like to look at some good influences, though, because I'm not intending this to be a negative talk at all. I want you to just think about all the things you can be influenced by in your life, and there's so many more things that you could probably think of. But you know, we're going to be influenced either good or bad, because we have to go out into the world. I'd like to read Matthew 5:13-16. Matthew 5:13-16. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In verse 13, it talks about us being the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its power, its flavoring, how can it get more? You know, just as seasoning without flavor really has no value, we can have no value also. If Christians make no effort to affect the world around them, they're of little value to God. If we're too much like the world, we're not much worth unto God. God wants us to influence the world to good. He wants us as Christians not to blend in with the world like everybody else does. Instead, we should affect them positively. We should affect them just like salt does or flavoring does to food. It makes it taste better. We should strive to influence them to make them a better person. In verses 14 and through 16, it talks about a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You know, you can't hide a city on the top of a hill that has a lot of lights. It's going to stand out for miles. It's going to be something that's going to influence you by what you see. If we live for Christ, we're going to grow like lights. We're going to glow like lights, excuse me. We're going to show others what Christ is like. You know, we hide our light when we do these things. By being quiet when we should speak. By going along with the crowd. By explaining our light to others. By not explaining our lights to others. By ignoring the needs of others. We can hide our light from others if we don't allow God to shine forth through us. God does not want us to shut our light off from the world. He wants us to influence them. So here it shows us how important influence is in the world and to the people that are in the world. You know, if we don't influence them, how are they going to get any influence? It'll probably just be, unfortunately, bad influence in a lot of cases. God wants us to be a good example, a good influence. Let our light shine in the world so that they can see our good works and possibly be influenced and give glory to God and Christ. And might want to know more about God and Christ. We never know how much our example, how great or how small it is, how much effect that can do on a person. Just showing them that you care. Just being kind to someone. Just helping them in some way. Or even encouraging them when they're really discouraged about someone or something in their lives. That can be a great lifting to their spirits. It can maybe open up a doorway to them to want to know more about God and Christ. Showing others that we truly care about them is one of the most important things we can do. Maybe the best way and the only way that you can help, they can have help and be a good or godly influence upon their life. It might be a start of a change in them just by helping them or listening to them so that they might come to Christ. In 1 Corinthians 5 and 6, as we talked, read before, it says a little leaven leaveneth or influences a whole lump or can have a big effect or at least start something in someone's lives to grow to God's glory. I'd like to look for a little while about how influence has affected us in our lives. You know, influence was, it started with the devil and Adam and Eve. Sin was brought into the world. So now because of Adam and Eve's sin and because of the influence of the devil over them, we now have death. We now have to die. We now have to work by the sweat of our brow. And women have pain and childbearing because of it. What a big change that was just by an influence. Big change at the beginning of the world. Some other good influences we can look at, and one of the very important influences to us, should be to us, is probably our parents, our grandparents, or those that are close to us. They can and probably have, in so many ways, either by teaching us something about life, or teaching us things about God, or teaching us by their example. They've affected us in a great way. Our lives have been influenced by their example, but what they've taught us and given us. It's the basis of who we are. God gives us, as parents, an extremely important job of raising and teaching our children in the right way, or in the way they should go or be in life, as it tells us in Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are older, they will not depart from it. God tells us to train our children in the right way, and the right way is the righteous way, or how to live for God and Christ, and to teach them how to live and to become a good Christian for God. As a parent or grandparent, our role is very important. Grandparents also have a very big influence, on their grandchildren. Children have a special closeness with their grandparents, one that's different from their parents, and it's just a different closeness that they have. I'm not saying it's bigger, better, it's just a different respect, closeness. Sometimes children will ask their grandparents things that maybe they won't ask their parents things, that particular thing on. Things that they maybe feel more comfortable asking them. Asking them what they would do in a certain circumstance for advice on what they should do. Their example is such a big influence on their life. So our good influence on our children and our grandchildren is so important to God and can make such a big difference in their lives. All of us here as adults should be very thankful for all the good influence that we've had and we've received in our lifetime from our parents and our grandparents and fellow Christians and our close relatives. We should be so thankful for the influence from the church and our brothers and sisters in Christ. And the good influences and examples that we have here to draw from and help each other. We are truly blessed with the examples of love and caring that we have here. And also, about those Christians who have gone before us, we need to consider that also. That can be a great influence on those who have died and gone before. Who have set good examples for us to follow. And there's so many that we could go over. The great thing is that the Bible tells us that even though good Christians die, their works and their memories will continue to follow them and to influence us through our lives. It says in Revelation 14:13, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." So we can even influence others after we die. Our example. We have so many influences that are good in our lives to help us and to be thankful for. Our greatest influence of all should be Christ and the church. Because without Christ, God, and the church, we really don't have anything. That's the most important thing. That's what we're here on earth for, isn't it? We're here to prove ourselves, to live a righteous life, to be a good example, and to influence others to Christ. Influence is so very important and so very powerful. God has given us a choice. We can be a part of good influence and affect others for good and work towards heaven, or we can be a part of allowing evil influence in our lives and unfortunately head towards the other way, which is towards hell. The choice is ours. God gives us a choice. Because as we said before, because of the power of influence, no one's going to go alone to heaven or hell. Hopefully all of us here today will let the good influences that God has given unto us through Christ rule in our hearts and in our lives so that we can eternally be with God and Christ in heaven in the end. This time we're going to offer the gospel invitation to anyone who is wanting to be a part of Christ's church, to wanting to become a Christian, to take the steps of salvation to become a true child of God, or if we can help you in any other way, we ask that you come forward as we stand and sing.